In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, please be seated. Well, it's good to be with you on the second Sunday in Advent as we listen to the words of Scripture, as we prepare and make way for God. And as we gather on this Sunday, I have a question for you. Do you ever find yourself living in the future? No, you know what I'm saying. Dreaming of things that are to come. Just the other day, Eli and I went to Costco to buy cleaning supplies for the house. And we did a really good job avoiding buying all the extra things that you see in Costco. We managed to escape with just what was on the shopping list. And I didn't even eat any of the samples. It's impressive, right? And as we had checked out and we were heading past the little kind of, you know, food court area, there were the signs. You know, the Costco travel signs with the beautiful white sand beaches and the blue crystal clear water and the palm trees. And it says, dream of your next vacation. It could come tomorrow. Well, it's not coming tomorrow, but still, that poster, that concept invites you to move from where you are right now into the future, right? To dream of something different. And if you think about it, most advertising and a lot of life follows that same theme, doesn't it? Just think. If you buy this thing, if you go to this place, if you save your money, then all your hopes, all your dreams will be fulfilled. If I just won the lottery, everything would be wonderful. If I just got that clean bill of health from the doctor, everything would be fine. It's easy for us to go off and start living in the future. Now, obviously, there are times in our life when we need to do that, right? If you don't look into the future and look when your bills are due and you just live in the present moment, it's going to be mighty hard to make sure you don't get late fees, right? Or similarly, if you are getting together with family members or friends, you're going to have to live in the future a little bit, right? You're going to have to think about what's coming and the logistics of the upcoming event. We need to think about the future, but you know as well as I do, there is a danger to only living in the future. Suddenly, as you dream of that other place, like I was, as Eli and I stood in line with our little coupon, you know, the checkout receipt that has to be checked by the person who checks you when you leave Costco, I was dreaming of that other place, and I heard the person behind me say, "Hey, dude, move. The line's been moving." Living in the future means you disconnect at times from reality, right? It can distract you. It can make you stop paying attention. And you may remember that last week when we gathered together on the first Sunday of Advent, we remembered that we need to pay attention. Distraction is not where we should be. So Advent 2 today, as it points to the future and it has those words from the Gospel of Luke, reminds us that God's presence and God's power will come in the future, but it is also coming here and now in the midst of this present world. I mean, listen to these words from the Gospel of Luke in the third chapter. In the 15th year of the reign of Emperor Tiberius, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, when Herod was ruler of Galilee, and his brother Philip, ruler of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Lysanias, ruler of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. Now, those of you who were part of the Bible 101 class, you may recognize this passage because our bishop told us that this passage is the most important passage in the entire Bible. Most of us thought that was a rather strange statement, but here's what Doug was saying. That passage makes it clear that God is showing up in real life, not in some fairy tale story, but in the midst of reality. God is showing off up not in some dreamland far, far away, but in the reality of the here and now. That's Luke's point, isn't it? He's saying that God showed up in a specific time, in a specific place, when power-hungry and probably rather corrupt individuals were ruling government, when fallible people were doing their best to make things work, God showed up and spoke to John the Baptist. Now, isn't it interesting that God shows up to John? Some of you here may have an image in your mind for who John the Baptist is. Most likely, he's not dressed in a three-piece suit, looking rather well-coiffed. John is a wild-looking man. He's clothed in fur and hair. He eats wild locusts. He eats honey. The man is not your best friend. When he starts speaking, he usually says to you, "You brood of vipers." You'll get to hear it next week. This is not the person you would expect God to show up to. He is not who you want to be your spokesperson. And yet God acts in John, calling out to other imperfect and confused people to realize that here and now, when the emperor is the emperor and the king is the king, here and now, God is showing up. God is at work. God is present. God isn't waiting for things to be perfectly right. God is not waiting for us to pull ourselves together. God is not waiting for John the Baptist to learn how to present himself better. No, God is showing up here and now. That's a good reminder for us in this season of Advent. You know, Advent is a weird season, I think. On the one hand, it looks like we're getting ready for Christmas, right? We have this creche or this stable over here, but it's empty, right? It's not ready yet, is it? And we've got this lovely wreath, which is only partially lit. And we've got these nice blue colors, which have nothing to do with Christmas whatsoever. We have a hall out there that has no sign of Christmas whatsoever, except for two wreaths. That'll change after the service today, right? But think about it. Advent is a season that tells us things are not ready. Things have not fully arrived as of yet. Advent tells us that we are longing for God, even when everything isn't put together. I think that's a wonderful way for us to pay attention to the Deck the Halls event later on after the service today. On the one hand, we could look at this as a to-do time, a time when we are going to gather and we're going to put trees together and we're going to make gifts for people who are going to visit the church, and we'll bake cookies and we'll hear stories, and we do this so we might pull ourselves together and be ready. But I think if we really listen to Advent, what if we looked at this opportunity as a time where we recognize that even though we are not ready yet, God's going to break in today, here and now. This is the reminder of Advent too. God wants to speak and act in and through you here and now, whether you're ready or you're not. God wants to act when Donald Trump is president, when Charlie Baker is governor, when Michael Curry is presiding bishop, and Doug is the high priest of the diocese. God wants to act when opioids and addiction continues to steal lives in our community and our world. God wants to break in and act when bills still haven't been paid, when carbon continues to be spewed into our atmosphere despite dire warnings. God wants to act even if our doubt and questions seem to fill our hearts and our minds. God wants to act when our cares and concerns weigh heavy on our heart. Now, here and now is when God is seeking to break in and to act. You don't need to do any more. You don't need to be anyone else. You don't need to believe any more firmly. You don't have to get all the lights lit on this wreath. You don't need to get the Christmas tree ready, because God wants to speak here and now, today, just as he did to John the Baptist over 2,000 years ago. So friends, it's good to dream of the future. But don't think that it's only in the future that God will be present to you. God is ready to be here, right now. Simply open yourselves to that surprising, loving, powerful presence of God. A powerful presence that can remake the world, which can give us hope and courage even when things aren't right, which can be our light in the midst of the darkness. On this second Sunday of Advent, open yourself to God breaking in. Amen.